Okay, welcome back, viewers, to this edition of the Defenders Digest. It's everything that we talk about ERP security, both JP and I. When we talk about ERP security, we focus on Patch Tuesday for SAP. And we also talk about what we think is relevant from a threat landscape. There's lots of different content out there. We focus on some things. Sometimes we focus on ransomware. Sometimes we focus on legislation. Today is a pretty interesting topic, so let's just jump right in. And I'm going to talk about Patch Tuesday, and then JP is going to talk about some really cool, interesting stuff that we've been doing. So for Patch Tuesday findings, there's been 12 new and updated SAP security patches released, including three high priority notes. For our first one, the SAP security note 343-4839, it's tagged with a CVSS score of 8.8. It patches a security misconfiguration vulnerability in SAP NetWeaver AS Java user management engine. The self-registration and modify your own profile features of the UME do not consider existing password requirements and therefore allow using simple passwords that can be easily cracked. The two features are optional and disabled by default, but can be individually enabled and configured by each customer. The title of the assigned vulnerability seems to be a little bit misleading, since the vulnerability is not caused by a configuration issue, but by a missing check in the program logic. We recommend implementing the note independently of whether one or both features are enabled or not. This ensures security once you decide to enable one of the features. Keeping the vulnerability unpatched can lead to high impact on the system's confidentiality and low impact on integrity and availability. For our second SAP security note, 342-1384, it's tagged with a CVSS score of 7.7. It describes and solves an information disclosure vulnerability in SAP Business Objects Web Intelligence. The Excel Data Access Service suffers from insufficient validation checks while uploading Excel files, resulting in potentially malicious data being read. An exploit can have a high impact on the system's confidentiality. And finally, for our third high priority note, SAP security note 343-8234, tagged with a CVSS score of 7.2, it patches a directory traversal vulnerability in two programs of SAP Asset Accounting. While the program RAALTE00 is just disabled by the patch, a verification of patch information against logical file names is added to the second vulnerable report, RAALTD01. So that's the quick summary of these three particular notes. Now we're going to get into our additional conversation here. We were initially scheduled to do this on a Monday. Here we are on a Wednesday. So what that means is that the filming has happened after the webinar has taken place. And that webinar was hosted by both JP, who's about to speak, as well as our joint partner in the investigation research that we did with Flashpoint. That means by the time you see this particular Defenders Digest coming out tomorrow, that webinar will already be available on demand. So JP, do you want to jump in and give us the high level of the research and webinar?
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. And I feel I'm missing like a Decepticon t-shirt here. Maybe next time we can coordinate to bring the yin and the yang to the call. All right. So yes, as Paul mentioned, we've been doing a lot of research over the past couple of months, research focused on understanding the threat landscape, the evolution of the threat landscape for SAP applications. We did this in collaboration with Flashpoint, the Flashpoint platform, and a Flashpoint analyst called Christian, who co-presented with me earlier today on the webinar. So if you can go to the web page and take a look at the recorded webinar and also the report that we released called Chatter. So the idea was to understand the threat, the evolution of the threat landscape over the period of 4 years, from 2020 to 2023, including understanding threat actors, vulnerabilities, but also importantly, what is the intersection between ransomware and SAP applications? Because we've seen a significant increase in 2023 of threats and threat actors targeting these applications, and also as part of ransomware. We explored the petabytes of information that Flashpoint has around cyber criminal forums, chat sites, paste sites, code repositories, many different sources of data that are all indexed and available through a platform that allowed us to combine our experience and understanding of the threat landscape for SAP applications together with the full in-depth information about the signals from threat intelligence perspective. So what I wanted to share, I encourage you to take a look at the report. It's a 30 pages report, so lots of information in there. But if you want to summarize this into highlights, well, threat actors are coming from many different places, and many different types of threat actors are targeting SAP applications. From low sophistication hacktivists all the way to highly sophisticated, highly resourced APTs target SAP applications. Examples of these are APT10, financially motivated like FIN7 or FIN13, or even cyber criminal gangs like Cobalt Strike. And this is materializing in more interest, more conversations, and more evidence of communications in these cyber criminal forums and these sources of information. In these communications, we have seen an increase of 490% discussions around SAP vulnerabilities or SAP exploits. And this is from 2020 to 2023, but also in the same period of time, we've seen a 220% increase on mentions to SAP Cloud and Web Services. Those that are very specifically identifiable by URLs that highlight SAP technology. One of the drivers of this research was really understanding ransomware, right? Is ransomware affecting SAP applications? How? We kind of knew the answer because we were seeing in the field that SAP was being affected by ransomware, but we wanted to understand the evolution, the details, highlights there. And based on the data we were able to collect, 400% increase from 2021 to 2023 on incidents involving SAP applications, ransomware incidents involving SAP applications. And this shows a significant increase. It's just one data point coming from blog sites of ransomware groups advertising data that was compromised. But we know for a fact that there are more, and this is growing, right? But it's still a good indicator of the increase. So in terms of highlights, I think those are probably the most relevant ones. Just to close on highlights, we can mention that from 2020 all the way to 2024, April 2024 is the latest data point we have, we've seen an increase of 400% in the price of our RCE, remote command execution exploit for SAP applications. So that definitely shows the value that threat actors put into being able to compromise these applications, the value that the information and the processes and the technology that is integrated into SAP applications provides when someone is able to break into it. So to make it a little bit more actionable, hey, what to do? Well, there are a couple of things we can do. First and foremost is really understanding your security posture. being able to understand what are the vulnerabilities or risks affecting SAP applications is critical, because that interjects with compliance mandates, regulations, and potentially some of these threats materializing on our systems could become material incidents. So also, it's about really being able to monitor and put a program in place around SAP vulnerabilities and misconfigurations. Second Tuesday of every month, SAP, together with many other vendors that are embracing this the Patch Tuesday approach, are releasing security notes. So we should expect them to come all together second Tuesday of every month. We should be prepared. We should have processes in place to react to that. And also, it's important to monitor for attacks, threats materializing on our system. And that's through, in most cases, through our SOC, enabling our security operations centers and cyber fusion teams to be able to have the right visibility on these applications, giving them the signals they need to identify compromises in SAP. And that, because of the complexity of SAP technology, is not something, it's not easy to do if you don't have the right knowledge on, or the right technology for doing that. With that, I think we are wrapping up on the content for today. So from my side, I appreciate you watching all the way to the end. As always, I'm happy to be presenting, co-presenting here with Paul, and you will see us again in the next episode of the Defenders Digest. Any closing or parting thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, JP, I have to tell you, it was a pleasure. Shout out to you, working with you on this, working with all the research. I mean, this is a village. It's a whole ecosystem. So shout out to everyone involved in this project, from the researchers at both parties, Flashpoint, Onapsis, to the marketing folks, to Tenfold, to all the unsung heroes, everyone. We couldn't have done this without everyone's involvement. So thank you to everybody. This was quite an amazing journey and quite an amazing output content. And if anyone has any questions about that content, about the threat report, JP and I are here to help engage and to meet with you. Please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be more than glad to sit down and go through the results with you. Have a good one.
Thank you.